Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Reports yesterday indicating that the National Coronavirus Command Council, amongst other things, is deliberating over the use of a vaccine ID system, as we generally have called it in South Africa. Vaccine passport, as it's been called in cities and countries in Europe primarily. Safura Abdul Karim is a public health lawyer joining me on the line now. Safura, it might be something that we have no choice but to introduce in this country if we want to get to some semblance of normality when it comes to the economy. But it does have certainly public health law aspects that we need to be mindful of, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the introduction of any type of vaccination system or vaccine mandate has serious legal implications because it hasn't been done before at such a wide scale. And because also we don't have a full rollout of the vaccine where we've got a high coverage of our population, we need to be very careful that we're not discriminating against anybody, and we need to make sure that we're implementing it in a way where we're truly incentivizing people to get vaccinated as opposed to just punishing people who don't want to be vaccinated.
We know that many establishments have a right of entry, right, or whatever it's called, where if I'm not wearing the right shoes, the right jacket, I'm not allowed into somebody's establishment. So a restaurateur, a pub or bar owner, or whatever the private experience I want to enjoy, that person will have every right to introduce such a thing. Where it becomes very murky is when I need to go to the Department of Home Affairs, for example, to go and get access and service that is constitutionally due to me. How are we going to navigate that?
So I think you've hit it on the head, which is a lot of the countries that have introduced this have chosen to do it in high-risk environments that are essentially like luxury amenities. So things like restaurants, bars, gyms, where people don't have to go. But if they want to go and they want to put themselves in a high-risk environment, they need to be vaccinated. I'm not aware of any country that has made it a requirement to be vaccinated to access certain key services. And the reason why it would be extremely difficult to do that is because there is going to be a group of people who cannot be vaccinated due to health reasons. And then separately, you know, there are some religions that don't allow for vaccination. And they're a little bit less clear-cut than the first group I mentioned. But there usually needs to be some type of accommodation for people who cannot be vaccinated. And so it is very, very tricky to try and introduce a system like that for core amenities. It's much, much easier when it's amenities that people don't necessarily have to access.
Would the current statutes, I suppose, in South Africa, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, all that informs our law, anywhere in there, would there be any reason for this administration to say, actually, for the benefit of, I don't know, public good, which is all of us, this is something that we're going to go ahead with anyway, regardless?
So what we've seen in the COVID-19 jurisprudence, which is a legal term for all of the case law that's happened since COVID came to the country, is we've seen that courts have been willing to limit individual rights in quite serious ways where it helps public health. So, for example, we have a case like the mosque closure case where the courts upheld that the limitation on freedom of religion was justified in the face of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we've seen similar things with the alcohol ban and the limitations on freedom of movement. So what we know is that COVID-19 can be used as a reason to justify individual rights. But I have to say that a vaccine is more invasive than temporarily closing mosques or limiting where people can go. So it's not just a copy and paste of the reasoning, but it is very likely that you can use the same basis to justify limiting people's individual rights for COVID-19 reasons.
And I suppose the only way we are truly going to test the legality of it is when a Safura Abdul Karim takes on a case brought to her by an Africa Milani who wants to question whether the administration has the ability or the space to do what it wants to do with this vaccine ID system.
Exactly. You know, I think all of our cases are developed in this way. All of the COVID-19 cases I referred to are because somebody had a problem with what was done and we needed clarity from the court. So there's no doubt that there are going to be a series of cases, not just to do with this, but, you know, we've got a vaccine injury fund that's happening that we need to test out as well. There's a lot of issues here that need to be tested that are completely novel in our law. And there are some where we can borrow from previous pandemics, like the XTR-TB issue or like yellow fever, where we can sort of start to transpose those lessons on. But yes, there's no clear-cut answer until we have a case like that.
Safura, thank you very much indeed for your insights. Safura Abdul Karim is a public health lawyer, reflecting, of course, on the notion, the use of a vaccine ID or passport system in a South African context.